From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Violinist Alexei Agudisman and pianist Yongki Ju believe that classical music should be fun. That's why they subvert it whenever they appear on stage. Agudisman and Ju are conservatory-trained musicians who kick the stuffing out of music. They use every means at their disposal to find a laugh, combining elements of serious music with pop songs, playing instruments with unorthodox devices, and generally cutting up on stage. Their YouTube videos have gotten over 20 million hits. Agudisman and Ju have been touring the U.S., and they stopped by here to play, in more senses of the word, than one. Alexei Agudisman, you're originally from Russia.
That's right.
Born in?
Russia. That's logical.
And in
St. Petersburg, or Leningrad.
Before
that, it was Petrograd. Before that, Heterograd, Sexograd. But
what's
that's a long time ago.
What's interesting about Alexei is that he was born at a very young age.
Yep. Yes. And Mr. Ju, he was just born.
In England or in...
Yes, my parents are Korean, but I spent quite a lot of time in the United States of America. I studied here. In New York City, yes.
And I want you to tell us about where you met and how you thought up this act that you have.
Well, we met at the age of 12 at the Yehudi Menuhin School, which is a specialist music school. So we're pretty highly trained.
Yeah, we practice on top of mountains.
At high altitudes.
You know, that's how highly trained you are?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the oxygen is much thinner up there, so it pushes all the musicians to another level.
I see.
So, in any case, that's where we got our formal training. And already back then, we both felt that this world of classical music that we loved so much was taking itself way too seriously for its own good.
Mm-hmm.
We felt often that going to a concert resembled more a funeral. So we were already back then dreaming up ways how to make classical music more accessible to a younger and wider audience.
We're going to do a little song from my home country. It's a little Russian song.
Ой, вей ист мир.
Say that you're moving the bow fast is a huge understatement. This is almost a parody of rapid bow movement. What are you doing there?
We exaggerate the virtuosity of it. In a way, we put it back to the context of Russia, where I Will Survive, I Will Survive, I believe, originally came from. Gloria Gaynor, you know, she famous Russian...
Yes, great old Russian singer.
Great Russian singer. But actually, I'll Survive is a very, very special number for us because it, in a way, it signifies for us that music will survive.
When you're playing I Will Survive, Alexa, you bring out, instead of a bow, you play part of it with the milk foamer.
Milk foamer, that's right. Which is also a traditional Russian instrument that I've used for the first time ever on a violin. You know, we try to discover new ways of playing our instruments. And one time, just for fun, we were mucking around with a milk foamer, and I tried it on my violin. It sounded like a balalaika gone mad.
So we can hear it.
You can hear, that's just the motor sound. And when I put it to the string,
in the piece, after you've played your violin with the milk foamer, you then take the milk foamer to the harp of the piano.
It's kind of like, this is more Hungarian zither-like sound.
Yeah, kind of zither. Maybe sounds a bit like Harpo Marx playing. Yeah, so that's it.
What are the things that you guys find funny? What sets you off, Lav? Yonki?
Well, each other. I hold the unofficial world record for laughing at his jokes. That's the luck that we have, that we found each other. But we get inspired by life. We love things that go wrong.
Yeah,
actually.
We find that funny. In concert halls, whenever something goes wrong, that's when people wake up from their sleep. And
this is why our show is called A Little Nightmare Music, because it's all about all the different nightmares that happen during a concert or in the life of a musician.
And the item you were working on before during our sound check, what are you playing with now?
Well, we were trying out different things with Tambourin Chinois by Chrysler. Mm-hmm.
But not the car maker.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
Fritz, we're talking about.
Fritz. Yes.
And interestingly enough, that's kind of a Chinese-y sounding piece. And we were trying to incorporate some Chinese choreographies at the same time as playing the piece, like me throwing the bow in the air and catching it at the same time. And then I would come out, you know, play it with a slightly more vibrato. Which could be also a very wobbly opera singer, so it's
or a wobbly Chinese opera singer.
So you'll work on these things, and when you got it right, you'll then introduce it into the act. And
actually,
then
when we got it wrong, we probably introduce it to the act.
It occurs to me, you know, as I'm looking toward a finale here, that actually the ends of pieces are just made for you guys to overdo the end of a piece. How long can you go in ending a particular number?
Well, we could try. We could try and play
the ending
of a piece. Let's just
play the. Shall we go from the end?
Let's just go from the end.
Alexey Agudizman and Yonki Ju, thank you both very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're listening to all. The duo violinist Agudizman and pianist Ju, now touring the U.S., a tour that's scheduled to bring them to Carnegie Hall in April. And you can watch them perform in our studio at our website, nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.